the I guess it's Saskatchewan because the Derek V5 SKN has Saskatchewan net connected to our All-Star group, which is okay at the moment because we're very quiet in the afternoons, which is here this afternoon. And a wet and miserable afternoon as well. I forget your name, but I know where you are now. right. This is a surprise, he says. Actually, from G8CZ.
Yeah, the name is Trevor here, and yeah, it's a local repeater we have. It's just an RLP node, and lots of times it gets left to the Saskatchewan reflector, which that in itself gets connected to the Canada node quite often. So you never know where you're going to be broadcasting or who's going to be connected most days, it seems. So anyway, it's all good, but it's nice to hear from the UK. What time is it in your area? We are 7:02 here, and I'm going to have to say 73 here right away because I'm just pulling up to my work.
Okay, yeah, it's 1400 British summertime here. 2 o'clock local time, and yeah. Starting the day's work, how well. I've forgotten what that means nowadays. Usually it means cooking breakfast and carpets, windows, cutting grass. I think you're rather working at where you are, wouldn't you? Okay, have a good day. I hope everything goes smoothly for you. And 73 from G8CZ, Manchester, UK.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I go to work, pays the bills, but I get to go home and play and cut the grass and do that kind of stuff, which I like doing. So, anyway, we may talk again, and 73 is for today, and have yourself an excellent afternoon. TE5, TG Mobile, clear.
Yes, okay. Best son for you, though. GHCZ listening.
Manchester Station. This is Victor Echo 3, Juliet November Uniform. Name's Dan in Cambridge, Ontario, Canada. Over.
Yes. Okay. Good morning, Dan from G8CZ. yeah. Time zones. And they say the Earth is flat. Right. My name is Frank, located in Manchester. Just been having a drink of tea and listening around after lunch. And it's grey, wet and miserable outside. So I'm inside and about to disappear off to the shack and do a little bit of work in the shack. And as they call it, at your side of the pond, the garden work is yard work and whatever. And that will have to wait until it's all soaking wet. Not that I mind making it wait, it's the catch-up later that's the problem. Back to you, Dan, from G8CZ.
I am not used to your European call signs at all. So far, I've mostly heard Canadian ones and a little bit of American. But 9 a.m., 9:04 here, and sunny. And I'm just on my way to work. So I've got another 15, 20 minutes. Anyway, interesting to hear from over the pond.
Yes, okay, Dan, yes, easily. Well, once you get onto the internet and get used to all sorts of dialogues and what have you, and time zones and so on, local connections are the planet somewhere, if you wish. You're not limited like VHF, UHF and microwaves. Although the limitations on those are expanding quite a lot, through satellites and so on. I hope your work day goes smoothly down, not too many panics and situations, and now you know where to find us. G8CZD, Manchester, UK.
Yeah, I think today should be a fairly good day. It's the summertime, so there's not much urgent going on at work. And yeah, I'm in a similar situation as our Saskatchewan friend. On my drive to commute, I can reach this repeater VE3WIK that I can't find much info about online, but it seems to be hooked up via IRLP or All-Star or something, and it seems to be plugged into a different network every time. Like, today I'm talking to you. On Tuesday I was talking to a bunch of guys on Saskatchewan. Last week I was talking to this U.S. East Coast Reflector network. So it's a roll of the dice to see who's connected on this repeater. Back to you, VA3JNU.
G8CZ. Well, the different repeater management people make different connections from time to time. They have networks, and then they leave it to free to personal conversation and so on. It's probably an all-star connection, although IRLP's audio would be just the same. But it's not DMR or D-Star, I don't think, anyway, because the audio quality is reasonable. It's as good as our voices and our microphones can make it. If you can run All-Star or whatever, or even Echolink, then you can connect into almost anything you wish. Which is the next question: where do you wish to be connected at any particular time? Somebody you want to talk to about something or whatever, or do you want to join a net? It's entirely in your hands what you want to do. Unless you lose the internet, of course, and then you're back to VHF. Anyway, Dan, don't be late for work. G8 season E.
About that. Yeah, I'm discovering there's all kinds of stuff I could do, like And as for what I want to do, my next main thing is I'm studying to upgrade my license. I want to write the advanced call, and then I'd be able to set up a remote station or a repeater. I don't know how the levels of licensing are over your side of the pond, but Canada makes it simple. There's just basic and advanced. Back to you.
Jet C City. Well, you should always try to upgrade your license as young as you can, as soon as you can. But not for any particular reason, because it allows you to run more power or HF or whatever. It's just that it may prove to be a restriction on some future date for something you just feel like doing. It's better to get it done. If we leave it too long, it just gets too much for us. Same with anything, of course. Things seem to get more technical on a day-by-day basis. Go for it.